Yes, hi, this is Nastali from Family Affairs Care. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Janet Ekman. I'm calling in reference for my husband, Lester.
Okay. So she told me that you want to apply for Medicaid. And as well,
Yes.
The main time you want to do a private pay. Correct?
A private what? I'm sorry.
I mean, like you wanna, in the meantime, like while you apply, you wanna get, you need a caregiver and you want to pay directly the caregiver. Is that correct?
Yes, we'd like to have a caregiver for, I'm thinking now, for about 4 hours a week, not extended, because basically it's someone to just basically sit with my husband while I'm running errands and doing, you know, appointments that I really don't feel comfortable with him waiting in the car or, you know, that type of thing. Right now,
right.
But it may become, like I shared with her, it might become more hours or, you know, I'm not sure. At this time, I don't need him for a regular, like, scheduled 5 days a week or anything. It could be made on a regular basis, but not.
So let me just write down the information that you're giving me in a second.
Okay, now what would Medicaid cover then for that type of service?
So to apply for Medicaid, meaning to say also eventually you want Medicaid to have a long-term plan that Medicaid should pay the caregiver, correct?
Well, I'm not sure what's going to happen long-term.
Things
are changing. So.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
If you want to apply for Medicaid, if we can help you with the process, apply through Maximus to get approved for long-term living care, basically home care services. So you want to start first without Medicaid, and in the meantime apply as well. What they cover, so they
I'm not sure what is involved with Medicaid. I mean, is there maximum income or what?
So,
I'm not sure. I've never applied for Medicare or CAID. Neither of us. We have A and B Medicare.
So
we have that.
What the process is. So they have an income limit and asset limit. The income limit is $2,900 per month.
Okay. Maximum of $2,900. Wow, we'll come. We're over that when you divide it by the year. What does that take in when you consider that? Is that your reportable in federal income,
so
or is that just
any
Social Security and retirement?
So it's Social Security and retirement and any other income that comes in, but it's just for his income. I mean, it's not combined income, only for his income.
Oh, not combined.
No.
Wow. We're close. I mean, I don't want to go through all these steps or if
you have
they
a
say simply do it's under his name, yes.
Oh, so if you have a house, then it's also a problem about assets because they have an asset limit as well for $8,000.
Oh, we're definitely over that.
Yes. So you're probably not going to be as you
can
still try to apply, but
yeah.
You know, it takes 2 months.
Right.
So
well, that's why I'm asking all the
that one.
Okay, that's why I'm asking all the questions. I don't want to waste your time or other people putting an application in. And that's what I kind of understood before I called your group. But home, instead, I was told that we wouldn't have to have Medicaid in order to use the services. Is that correct, or are you just...
Yeah, so basically when you apply for home care services, the state also fills out a form that you're applying for Medicaid. So basically it's a plan under Medicaid that they pay. So you will apply for Medicaid if you want to have home care services.
Oh, okay.
We can definitely help you for if you want to do the private pay, meaning to say if you want to find a caregiver, we can help you with that.
Well, I guess really what I want to do is I was given your name, the company name, instead, and was told by a therapist that we were working with that to ask for Marty, but the girl that I spoke to first couldn't find anybody under that name listed. She's a parent. I thought when she was recommended it was somebody that was a caregiver, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. So they told you a name of someone who you want them to be the caregiver.
Well, they was recommended. That is not definite. I'd like to meet the caregiver and, you know, talk to her and see if I feel comfortable or my husband feels comfortable with her or with him. I'm open to a man, too. I mean, I don't know.
I'm quite new in the company. I'm not sure how to handle private pay case, this type of case, but I'll definitely call you back today. And I guess we'll try to take it to the next step. So you say you need probably 4 hours a week about, and you want to first meet a caregiver, see if it's a good fit for you.
Yeah, I prefer to... I don't know.
Okay.
I would call it an interview, but actually know who I'm going to bring into my home. I'd like to know a little bit about what that person's history is. I mean, I'm not completely willing to open my door to just anyone that I would hope that you would definitely do through the research. I worked for years in an HR department, and I know what a headache it is.
right.
Okay, when you've got 25 years in an HR department, you get a little suspicious.
I understand you.
You might be new there, but I have a lot of history with... And it just happens to be a company that has a health care of all phases with nurses and all kinds of, well, anyhow, you don't need my history, but you'll understand why I'm
I understand.
Asking
okay,
questions.
Okay, so let me just, so you don't have any caregiver in mind, correct? You just hear that name. But you don't have any other information?
No, that name was given to me, and that's why I called this company, thinking maybe I could, I don't know, that lady was recommended that she would be a good one.
What is the name of this?
Well, all I have is a first name. They put Marty down, M-A-R-T-Y, and that might be in a brief, that might be Martha. She might be under Martha in your files. There again, my history tells you.
There's probably like a,
I do not have a last name. And I'm not sure that this therapist that we used had her last name the way she shared. But she was working with one of her patients.
Mm-hmm. Would you be open to any other good caregiver? Let's say you meet a good caregiver and you're satisfied with that.
Sure.
So you're open to anything else. Okay, so let me just ask my supervisor how to deal with this case, and I'll get back to you, okay?
Okay.
And just to confirm, the house that your husband owns is over $8,000 worth, I guess.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I'm just trying to see if there's anything that we can do for that. Okay, so I'll get back to you, and I'll keep you posted, okay?
Okay, now are you going to call me back?
Yes, I'll give you my phone number so you know who calls you. So my direct number is 267.
Okay.
551-7445.
Okay, now can I give you a number to call me back? I'm on a cell phone and I have a landline. She did take it, but
what number should I call you back?
717-684-3133.
And this is, you said, a cell phone. Okay. I'm on my cell phone now. So this is like your landline, the 717.
That's a landline.
The landline, okay. So I'll call you back on that number, and let's see, okay?
Is that going to be this afternoon, or is it going to take?
I hope to call you back today.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.